What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Internet Hollywood Radio. I'm your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, better known as Vodka. And today, we have a brand new face that's introducing herself to the Internet Hollywood universe. She's a model from the state of Connecticut. What's up, Mirabelle? I appreciate you taking your time to come out and talk to us. I'm looking forward to learning as much about you as I could. But before we begin, let's explore your life beyond the lens and discuss something that will get all of our listeners a brief history about yourself. So if you don't mind, could you fill our listeners in on who you are, where you from, and what you do?
Yeah, of course. So hi, guys. My name is Mirabelle Navarro. I'm 23 years old, originally from New Britain, Connecticut, and I now live in Bloomfield.
All right, awesome. Awesome. Bloomfield is a pretty dope place, man. I've been there a couple times. You know, I live in Connecticut as well. But, you know, modeling used to be a field where many people felt like they didn't fit in back in time. And now it's almost hard to find someone without a strong interest in modeling now. When did your level of interest grow in modeling to the point you actually decided to make the steps to do it? And what style of photo shoots would you say you've grown to love as you got more comfortable doing it when you started?
So when I was growing up, I always wanted to be a model, but I am the only daughter of my parents. They have four boys. So it was very hard for them to, you know, allow me to put myself out there because, you know, as a female, unfortunately, in today's day, like, there's a lot of sick people in the industry. So I had to wait until I was much older in order for my parents to be okay with it.
So I
fell in love with it instantly when I started just about 8 months ago. I did my first photo shoot and I felt so much confidence from it, but my favorite, I would say, that I've done are like fashion and beauty, because that really allows me to show my own style, to show what my talents are. So yeah.
That's really awesome, man. I always find stories like that to be inspiring, you know, the first start of it. All right, so many females I've spoken with in the past year, their interest in growing beyond modeling and opening their portfolio up to other things beyond photo shoots with photographers, whether it be fashion shows, party appearances, magazines, calendars, or acting, they look to expanding on that talent by trying out other things. Are there other fields of talent you're interested in building on besides modeling, and what has been the overall set of goals you wish to accomplish in the future?
So I got my degree in communications from Western Connecticut State University. So in doing communications, it's allowed me to, you know, really express myself through speaking. So I really, really enjoy speaking to large crowds of people. And in the future, I would love to be a host of a TV show.
That's going to be magnificent, man. I'll be telling you that. All right. So now that you started your journey and have built yourself up to a degree, what kind of work are you open to doing now? And do you have any set rates? And what is the best place for anyone to reach out to you if they want to do business?
So I've been very fortunate. Like I said before, I've only been modeling for 8 months. So I've been very fortunate to find paid work. But I don't necessarily have any set rates just because I'm still very new. But I do get paid occasionally for my work. I still do trade for print, but I usually base my pay on the budget of the project. Nice. But I don't model because I'm making money. I model because I really enjoy it and it's my passion.
Awesome. So speaking about that, you know, are you currently working on anything right now or have any upcoming projects out that we should look out for in the future?
I do have some projects coming out soon, but I cannot disclose that.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Say that I'm going to be the cover of a single that a Connecticut artist is dropping soon, but I can't say much or when dropping.
Awesome. So what kind of advice would you give to females that are just getting started as a freelance models but don't have enough information to begin their first steps to establish themselves and build the connections to build their portfolio, because you're in your beginning of your journey and you're establishing yourself? Like, what kind of advice would you give someone that's in a beginning stage of their career?
Yeah, absolutely. So modeling requires a lot of hard work and dedication. It's not as simple as just being pretty. You have to love it. If you don't love it, it's not for you, because a lot of people that go into modeling do it for the money, and you're never going to show, your face is not going to show that you love it unless you actually do. So I would say for an upcoming, you know, model that wants to get started in the industry, I found a lot of work from actually Facebook groups. So that's a really good way to network and meet new people and find out about events and casting calls that are coming up.
That's some real good gems right there. Facebook groups are definitely beneficial. I have a Facebook group that I founded with over like 24,000 people in there. So yeah, they're very beneficial. Is there anyone that you would like to pay your respects to or give your shout out to before we end this interview?
I would like to pay my respects to my parents, my family, and friends for always being there for me and for always believing in me and pushing me to be my best self. I would also like to thank all of the photographers that have given me the opportunity to work with them and have given me my journey. Thank business owners that have trusted me to be the face of their brand and all the people that doubted me, because every little bit of hate and love that I get really just pushes me and drives me forward and just makes me want to be the best model that I can be.
That's awesome stuff right there. It was a little breakup right there in the middle of your voice when you were saying some shout outs, but I'm pretty sure we got everybody that you were trying to shout out. Well, thanks, Mary Bell, for coming through on In the Hollywood Universe. It's always a great pleasure to have new people out here, and I look forward to seeing and watching what you do and covering a lot of the stuff that you do.
Thank you so much for having me.